This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. on Wednesday returned the Yemen-based Houthi rebels to a list of terrorist groups as the militants attacked their second U.S.-operated vessel in the Red Sea region this week, and the U.S. military carried out fresh strikes. Attacks by the Iran-allied Houthi militia on ships in the region since November have slowed trade between Asia and Europe and alarmed major powers. In an escalation of the war between Israel and Palestinian Hamas militants in Gaza. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They're the Biden administration's latest bid to stop Houthi attacks on global shipping. The sanctions that come with a formal terror designation are meant to keep violent extremist groups from their funding sources. U.S. officials say the sanctions will be designed to minimize harm to Yemen's people, among the world's poorest and hungriest. But aid groups worry the penalties will make a humanitarian crisis worse. And critics say the sanctions may not even have much effect on the Houthis, a relatively isolated group with few known assets in the U.S. that could be threatened by sanctions. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Hamas is also a U.S.-designated terrorist group. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said on Wednesday there's a critical and urgent need for continued security assistance flow to Ukraine.
They are still going through artillery shells and HIMARS rockets and air defense capabilities at a pretty advanced clip, depending on what they're facing on the battlefield. And so their inventories are running lower without question.
Kirby outlined the pressing need for some weapon systems, acknowledging some munitions are in short supply. This is VOA News. Ukrainian soldiers on the eastern front line of the war with Russian invaders say winter is also an enemy as they run low on ammunition, weapons, and manpower, stunting their ability to attack. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
A Ukrainian counteroffensive last year was unable to break through heavily defended Russian lines in the occupied south and east. As Russia's invasion approaches its second anniversary, Ukraine is urging its supporters to do more to boost its artillery stocks. Political wrangling in the United States and European Union has held up two major packages of military and financial support for months, although Kiev has said it hopes the assistance will eventually materialize. A Ukraine ground force commander told Reuters his troops are staging smaller counterattacks and that engagements on both sides are on a smaller scale to conserve ammunition and men.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. A prosecutor in Ecuador who was investigating an attack on the set of a public television channel by a group of armed men last week has been slain. The attorney general says prosecutor Cesar Suarez was shot to death Wednesday while driving in Guayaquil, the most dangerous city in Ecuador. Suarez had carried out other high-profile investigations in addition to the incident at the TV station in Guayaquil. 13 alleged perpetrators have been charged in the assault at TC Television, an unprecedented attack that led President Daniel Noboa to declare Ecuador to be an internal armed conflict. The African Union's Conflict Resolution Body met on Wednesday amid escalating tensions between Ethiopia and Somalia over a coastline deal and called for restraint between the parties. Landlocked Ethiopia signed a surprised maritime accord with Somalia's breakaway region of Somaliland on January 1st, in a move Mogadishu has rejected as violating international law. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was threatened with removal from the courtroom from his New York civil trial after he repeatedly ignored warnings to keep quiet while columnist E. Jean Carroll testified, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
A Ukrainian counsel.
Carroll said Trump shattered her reputation after she accused him of sexual abuse in the 1990s. A jury backed her claim. This case involves damages. Trump could be heard saying things to his lawyers like, "It's a witch hunt, and it really is a con job." Judge Lewis Kaplan told the former president to stop being disruptive. I'm Ed Donahue.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.